Welcome to Simple Lessons for Anyone Who Works with Dr. Santo Marabella, the Practical Prof, your personal advisor for your work life. Hi, and welcome to today's lesson, How to Eliminate It's Not My Job in the Workplace. I'm Dr. Santo Marabella, the Practical Prof. Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate being able to share today's lesson with you. To dive right in, I'm going to start with the answer to the challenge. Be 100% responsible. What does it mean to be 100% responsible, you ask? It means there's no room for blame, being a victim, or not using your personal power. This is where it all begins. This is where success starts, for managers and their employees. But unfortunately, negative or disempowering attitudes can thwart that success. One such attitude is, it's not my job. Have you ever said that or heard coworkers say it? We all may have at one time or another. Those of us who have thought or uttered this are the responsibility resistors to varying degrees and seem to fall into three types. First, we have the hardcore group. You know the type. They can quote every word of their job description and cite every personnel policy that they think applies to them. Chrissy Savick, in a 2011 Forbes article, described them as workers who unreasonably resist taking on additional work. Next, we have the other extreme. These are the real team players, you know, the go-to people for everyone, bosses, coworkers, subordinates, all of whom count on them. This type of resistor is the only one, in my opinion, who actually has a legitimate reason to say, it's not my job. Ironically, though, you'll probably never hear them say it. This group needs support in crafting a strategy to set limits for their own good and the good of their organization. Even though Sonia Acosta wrote at CareerBuilder.com that it's a big career no-no, she did acknowledge these truly overburdened employees. She, like Savick, suggests having candid conversations to set limits while still being helpful by offering to pick up a different task or finding a different but effective solution that doesn't dump on a coworker, but maybe shares the load. The third type I want to address in more detail, because it's probably the one in which most of us might find ourselves at some point in our career. This is the type of employee whose attitude might be more covert, albeit just as pervasive and potentially damaging to one's career. Now, these are the employees who would say to me, well, I often feel this way, but I'm not dumb enough to say it or show it. Years of directing actors and plays has led me to this conclusion. You are not that good of an actor. You may think you're good at hiding your feelings, but I would bet that they are more transparent than you think. Speak it, act it, or feel it. It's all the same. The negativity will come shining through and eventually sabotage your job, if not your career. Now, being any one of the three responsibility resistors could potentially get you fired, or at least get you a bad rep as the anti-teamer. This third category concerns me the most. An article by Vivian Jiang in BusinessInsider.com pointed out that such an attitude puts us at risk for becoming a mediocre employee. She wrote that once the mindset is implemented in your head, it'll be hard to change the way you do things in the future. We create an unhealthy work habit for ourselves, one that's hard to break. To me, the problem transcends individual employees to the breakdown of a workplace community. I can't overstate this. Feeling connected at work is a key to satisfaction, engagement, and productivity. And it's not my job attitude is counter to all those desired outcomes. Now, I do acknowledge that different economic times, difficult economic times, that is, have made it essential that companies require we do more with less. So, not my job, while unhealthy, is understandable. We just have to find a better way to deal than copping an attitude. It just won't get us what we need or want. So, my advice? Well, it's the same for both managers and employees. Deal with this attitude. Harsh, I know, but I really believe you can do this. Here's some suggestions. Employees, first, stop whining and calculating and overreacting. This behavior creates additional stress and will likely earn you the most unfun person to work with in the world distinction. Besides, most of the time, it's just not as bad as we make it. Second, it is okay to set limits and say no, but just have facts, not just your frustration, to back it up. If you think you're overworked, show a log of activity so it's clear that adding one more thing is just not reasonable. Third, start embracing or strengthening community at work. Community means, in part, that everyone helps everyone help the organization and each other succeed. I know, a novel idea, right? Managers and companies, you have homework as well. It begins with an honest answer to this question. Are you being thoughtful, realistic, and deliberate in setting expectations for your employees? They didn't create the recession, the mandate to cut expenses while increasing productivity and sales. In fact, they're the ones helping you survive the latest economic downturn. So think before you bark out even one more task to an already overburdened workforce. Here are the three tips for managers to support responsibility embracers, the opposite of resistors, and help contain workforce frustration and build community. Set clear expectations, be a good example, and hold people accountable, including yourself. If it is a legitimate expectation, put it in the job description. Be sure the execs and managers are modeling the can-do behavior you expect of your employees. And hold all employees accountable for doing their share for the community. Taking steps such as these can nip this toad in the bud before it impacts morale, productivity, or both. Bottom line, it's not my job attitude, even if you have legitimate concerns, is dangerous to your career and to your company. Employees need to deal with it. Get over it or edit that resume because you're probably going to need it sooner than you think. And managers who ignore or minimize this deleterious impact of such an attitude among their employees will get ready for a reality check of epic proportions, because in terms of decreases in morale, satisfaction, productivity, and ultimately losses in sales and competitiveness are ahead. But it doesn't have to go this way if managers and their employees accept that they are 100% responsible. Managing from empathy and working as a community transforms not my job into it's our responsibility, a winning attitude for everyone. This has been A Simple Lesson for Anyone Who Works from Dr. Santo Marabella, The Practical Prof. Follow me on Facebook, The Practical Prof, and Twitter, @PracticalProf, or email santo@thepracticalprof.com. Thanks for listening. Now go manage with a heart in ways that feed the spirit.